Now a story about family and race from commentator Aaron Freeman.
My biracial nephew says he's not black, but he's obsessed with how some people get that way. Jeffrey, not his real name, was raised in Berkeley, California, where interracial couples are ubiquitous as Birkenstock sandals. Jeffrey's black father and Polish-German mother raised him to be colorblind, to identify himself as Jeffrey, bright, Jewish, athletic doctor-in-waiting. And so he thought of himself until he went to college in Maine and became obsessed with race. Jeffrey, bourgeois Negro that he is, found the white students of Maine uncouth and disrespectful. He complained that white kids came to classes barefoot, that they bellowed conversations in dorm halls and just generally behaved like Jerry Springer guests. He joined and began to spend his time exclusively with the school's multiracial students collective, which led him to change his major from biology to sociology with an emphasis on the acquisition of black racial identity, an identity he himself does not embrace since only his dad could legitimately show up at a Kwanzaa party. And when he finishes his graduate studies about the acquisition of black racial identity, Jeffrey wants to work in university admissions and counsel students wrestling with the burdens of not being white. He is now hyper-racial. Jeffrey's like one of those Jews who was raised secular, then got religion as an adult, moved to Israel, and changed his name from Kenny to Shmuel. In 4 years, he morphed from colorblind citizen of the world to poster child for self-segregation. Maybe a race-free life is just not possible in present-day America. Maybe the DNA of our culture contains some sort of racial identity gene. Or maybe race is just another name for tribe. In any event, as a born-again black man who does not consider himself black because he is in fact biracial, Jeffrey is way, way out in left field as far as racial identity in our family is concerned. I wonder what race looks like from out there.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.